Over 14,000 Jamaicans get the opportunity to work on the Overseas Employment Program in Canada and the United States annually. The temporary movement overseas of one or more family members may put a strain on family relationships. The Ministry of Labour and Social Security has sought to mitigate the negative effects of this situation through the implementation of a functional Integrated Family Services Program. Director of Manpower Services in the Ministry, Andrea Miller-Stinnett, says the Integrated Family Services Program seeks to foster better communication between farm workers traveling overseas and their families in Jamaica.
We need to have closer ties between the farm worker who proceeded to the overseas employment opportunity, whether it was in the U.S. or in Canada. We need to have closer ties and better communication between him and his family, persons who we left behind here, whether it's a spouse and children. But there are, you know, extended relatives sometimes that are also living with the family, like the mother, you know, and the other relatives.
Under the initiative, professional social workers are deployed to communicate and provide the necessary support for family members of persons participating in the Overseas Employment Program.
These social workers operate primarily by investigating and responding to complaints from families here at home who are unable to cope with the separation of relatives and spouses, or worse yet, who have been neglected.
Minister of Labour and Social Security Derek Kellyer. He says since the inception of the program, the Family Services Unit has had great successes.
Since its formation, the Family Service Unit has had great success in ensuring that breadwinners in the program remain in contact with their families and, most importantly, provide financial support for them.
Labour Minister Derek Kellyer. Mrs. Miller-Stinnett says various forms of assistance are provided for family members of persons benefiting through the Overseas Employment Program.
There are cases where they sometimes have to try and assist, especially the spouses, to have ends meet. You know, the support is coming from overseas. Maybe it's not enough to take care of everybody. We try to get the spouse to maybe, you know, open up a little shop, sell some things. We try to ensure that the children, if they're in need of it, they get onto the PATH program and other intervention programs that can assist and support the family.
She says in cases where breadwinners neglect family members while on the program, liaison officers are often sent to encourage them to provide support for their families.
We try to find him through our liaison service, and we locate him, and we have a liaison officer who goes to him and let him know that we know that he's not supporting his family. We try to encourage him, and it works.
She says family members who have received the intervention of social workers have expressed appreciation for the support.
They're happy to see us come. They know the social workers. It's like almost like they're friends sometimes. They're very close to their social workers, some of these families. To me, can only grow from strength to strength, but the feedback is very positive.
Director of Manpower Services in the Ministry of Labour and Social Security, Andrea Miller-Stinnett. For further information about the Family Services Program, call the Ministry of Labour and Social Security at 922-9500.
Human trafficking is a serious thing. Empty promises.
It's not a game thing and a ring ding. Beware! Human trafficking, modern day slavery, a worldwide criminal activity.
What you gonna do? What you gonna do about it?
Spot them, stop them, expose them.
Them are destroying the youths. Exploitation in our nation. Open up your eyes.
National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons.
The Companies Office of Jamaica, COJ, wants you to get compliant. If you have outstanding annual returns, want to remove your company from the register, or close your business name, take advantage of the COJ's amnesty, now extended to July 31. Access reduced fees on selected services. Remove companies in arrears for a flat fee of $10,000. File annual returns for $3,000 each, and close business names for only $2,000. And it gets better. All late fees and penalties are waived for annual returns. Stop the delinquency. Get compliant. Come in today. The Companies Office of Jamaica Amnesty, now extended to July 31. Call 908-4419-24 for details.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.